Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by my friends over at Green Things. Green Things on 13 acres at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Over the holidays, this would be a great chance to opportunity for you to check out some of the beautiful winter gardening activities that they have going on. And of course, every Saturday and Sunday, they do a free gardening workshop. My friends Jan and Jack, the owners, have just done a beautiful job with that property. Go to their website, greenthingsaz.com. The free workshops are 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Some great gardening tips at Green Things. Well, getting naked for money. An accidental travel writer, that's the title, reveals all. The full title, Getting Naked for Money, An Accidental Travel Writer Reveals All, is the title of a new book from Tucson-based writer Edie Jarolam. I'm close. Right, Edie? Who is has been an in-house editor in New York City for Simon & Schuster. She's worked for Random House. She's done some of the Rough Guide publications in London, and she's really been privy to the inner workings of guidebook publishing. She rounded out her education as a media insider, as travel and food editor at the Arizona Daily Star. Edie, good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, the title certainly is catchy enough. That incident really happened, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how that title came about.
It happened that I got asked to do an assignment for a women's magazine called More that just recently went under. It was for women over 40, and I had been writing for them for a while, but usually I had to pitch ideas, and they came to me for this one and asked if I would be willing to go to a nudist resort. And the catch was that I would have to go undercover and uncovered.
Uh-huh.
So I did that and reported back. And so that's where the title comes from in the first story in the book. But it's not all of the book is about that. But it's typical of the reveals all is really the salient point in that. It's a metaphor for, you know, bearing my soul and telling all these insider stories.
And as one might expect, the nudist colony, the nudist vacation is not for everyone.
Not for everyone, no.
I've been to many of the places that you write about. You've been to Australia. You've been to Turkey. You've had some fantastic experiences. And I like to say to people when I travel, you just can't buy some of these experiences.
That's right.
They're just, it's stuff that happens mm-hmm. out there. And that's what you've kind of put together here. What are some of, other than the nudist colony, what are some of the ones that are some of your favorite stories?
Well, I'm trying to think. Maybe they're not all the positive stories, because those aren't funny, and this is a pretty funny book, but there was going down into the Copper Canyon with a guide who I thought was possibly going to have a heart attack and leave me in the bottom of canyon with a geriatric horse. And
yeah, now how do I get up there to get right. out of here, right?
Yes, I had this vision of my remains being found maybe months later. So, I mean, I did a lot of research in Mexico, and that's probably the country that I ended up liking the most. The people are just wonderful. So I can't think of one experience. I can think of places that I love in Mexico. But I wrote the Complete Idiot's Travel Guide to Mexico's Beach Resorts. Mm-hmm. And so,
what's your favorite beach resort?
You know, that one's hard too, but I liked the ones, I loved Zihuatanejo. Mm-hmm. First of all, I can pronounce the name every time I saw The Shawshank Redemption.
Uh-huh.
And he says at the end, Zihuatanejo. I said, yes, I've been there. But it's a beautiful, tiny resort.
You prefer the West Coast to the Cancun, you know,
yes
Caribbean
and,
side?
Yes and no. because on the Caribbean coast, the water is warmer.
Right.
So, and I love the ruins, places like Tulum, which have gotten built up, unfortunately.
Speaking of water, there at Tulum is just, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But there, the whole idea of a travel writer has changed so much. And I was reflecting over my, well over 45 years of travel around the world. And it used to be, we didn't have sources like, of course, the internet to begin with. We had to, we would sometimes right away put something in the mail for information.
Right.
That, of course, would take months, depending on how far away it was. But we would depend on guidebooks. I wonder how much of that dependence on travel guidebooks is still there. The guidebooks are still being published, but in this age of dealing with TripAdvisor and the internet, what role do the guidebooks have?
They actually have an important role, and I think one of the exciting things is you can carry five of them with you if you have a Kindle.
Yeah,
you can,
that's right.
You can compare and contrast and what different people say about different places. I think what was important about guidebooks in the past remains important, and that's the idea of expertise. You have somebody who actually travels for a living, who goes to all these places and has a real sense of what's important, what's not. I mean, TripAdvisor is great, but you always have people saying gratuitous things, you know, who don't necessarily really have a basis for comparison. So I think a lot of people, as with everything, depend on experts. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. Do sports critics get superseded? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Movie critics, I mean, yes, everybody has an opinion, but there are people who base it on more important criteria than others.
So you think the travel guidebook is certainly going to be here to stay?
I think so. I hope so. I think it's, you know, it's going to turn into something different. But as I say, it's, you know, it might be more of an online presence in general. But I do think that it will exist in some form or another, that expert advice will still be sought out.
Yeah, and with the TripAdvisor, you certainly have to be very cautious because there's always going to be somebody that got maybe a bad experience because he didn't get an upgrade, right?
Exactly.
Or something, and he's going to go, well, or he or she is going to say, well, I'm not going to write a very good review about this place. So you really do have to weigh, kind of look at an over...
Yeah.
Not just read one comment.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, you know, even if the dominant number of comments say one thing or another, I mean, that's important. But still, that just means that they experience that one particular place as opposed to comparing it to a lot of different places, which guidebook writers do. So I think that there's still a role for people who do that in the world.
Where would you like to go that you haven't been?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I know.
Do you have a bucket list?
Well, I have. I love, as I talk about in the book, archaeological sites.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to Tikal. I was in Guatemala, but the roads were rained out when I was there.
Right, because Tikal is in the northern part of Guatemala, and it's kind of difficult, still kind of difficult to get up there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, depending on the season.
Yes,
yeah.
And I would go to Petra.
Mm-hmm.
In
Jordan, right?
Yes.
Petra, yeah.
I don't know how traveling in Jordan is right now, mm-hmm. but that's another one on my bucket list.
Well, I've always got a bucket list with me. So
what's yours?
Oh, well, let's see. We're going to New Zealand in May, mm-hmm. so that should be fun.
Absolutely.
And we love Vancouver Island, mm-hmm. the West Coast,
yeah.
Tofino, that area up mm-hmm. there on Vancouver Island, and later in the year, Puerto Vallarta.
Nice. Puerto mm-hmm. Vallarta is one of my favorites, and
I
have some friends who might be moving down there soon,
wow.
so I'll have a place to visit.
I understand for Americans it's a very, very good place these days to live in Mexico because
yes.
of the strong dollar.
That's right.
So where can people find out more about the book? Where do they get the book?
Well, they can get it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on both Kindle and in paperback versions. They can get signed versions at Antigone and Mostly Books and Clues Unlimited. And they can go to my website, ediegirolam.com.
Girolam.com. And I guessed that you had Czechoslovakian
I do.
Descent.
I do.
Am I the first person to guess that?
You're one of the first. You're one of the first.
All right. So Getting Naked for Money, an Accidental Travel Writer Reveals All. Go to Amazon. Pick it up. Great read. Thank you very much, Edie.
Thank you for having me.
Be right back.